Ana Vasquez was convicted in 1998 for indecency with a child in a bizarre case and set of allegations, including satanic rituals. While the allegations were outlandish, it was the testimony of a scientist that helped put her away. Science, much later, discredited. Now, 21 years later, Vasquez has been appointed to the board of the Houston Forensic Science Center, which is the crime lab used by the Houston police. She joins me to talk about why she accepted and what she hopes her presence on the board does. Ana Vasquez, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, why did you join this board? Why did you accept the appointment? You've already been doing a lot of public outreach for the Innocence Project of Texas, but this is, you know, a board that oversees some of the stuff that helps put people away.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's just another way in the fight to help prevent wrongful convictions. As you know, I am the Outreach and Education Director for the Innocence Project of Texas. I also am a board member of the San Antonio Crime Coalition, which focuses on bringing the community and law enforcement together instead of the people thinking that it's the bad guys against the good guys, you know, and it's never been, I've never really wanted it to be seen as that.
So in 2016, you told a story about what it was like to go through a trial, to be convicted, and in that story you said that, you know, your blind trust of the system, of the judicial system, of the justice system, was the biggest mistake you ever made. You still feel that way?
You know, of course, the criminal justice system is made up of people, and people make mistakes. Now, when it goes further than that, and it's with malicious intent, is when it becomes a question. I think that we will always struggle with wrongful convictions or, you know, people not getting something right. But being a part of the Houston Forensic Science Center is, I am basically one of the ones to oversee how this is going to be done, whether procedures are being followed, the funding is given when needed, it's transparent, it's open to the public, and we at this center are still trying to recover from all the years that the Houston labs were given a bad name, had done some bad science. So that's very important to be a part of the turnaround.
So it was science that helped put you away. I mean, what impact did that have on your belief in experts and expert testimony?
Since being a part of the Innocence Project of Texas, I have gone to a number of cases where they have brought in an expert with a couple of months of study under their belt, and they're viewed as this expert. Here, it's not like that. I mean, this board has to oversee all the scientists. And what really impressed me is that they make a kind of like a mock case that they throw into the other cases that they are looking into. And, you know, it's almost like the scientists have no idea whether it's a mock case or a real case. And therefore, I believe that it really keeps them on their toes to completely do 100% every day because they have no idea when they're being watched. You're always going to be on the top of your game.
Now, what do you hope your presence on the board brings to the people that are watching over it?
I just want to be able to bring a different perspective, one that has, you know, ultimately been convicted and, in the end, an exoneree. One that was failed by the justice system, and then one that was vindicated by it. So I do have the knowledge that it can happen.
Well, I think that is a good place for us to end.
Okay.
And I really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming.